Information from the Dash 1. The aircraft. The T-6A is a single-engine, tandem seat, pressurized, low-wing training aircraft manufactured by Textron Aviation Defense. The aircraft is approved for day or night VFR and IFR flight. The aircraft is powered by a Pratt & Whitney PT-6A 68 free-turbine turboprop engine with a Hartzell 4-blade propeller. Each cockpit is equipped with an ejection seat. A single, side-opening, non-jettisonable canopy covers both cockpits. The environmental control system is designed to provide an acceptable cockpit environment under a wide range of altitude, temperature, and humidity conditions. The landing gear is a retractable tricycle type which is electrically controlled and hydraulically operated. Steering is through the use of the rudder, differential braking, and hydraulically operated nose wheel steering. The aircraft is fitted with electrically controlled and hydraulically operated split flaps and a single speed brake located between the flaps. The primary flight controls are operated manually and feature electric trim. All flight controls and avionics can be operated from either cockpit. Gross weight. The aircraft basic empty weight is approximately 4,900 pounds. Maximum takeoff gross weight is 6,500 pounds. These weights shall not be used for computing aircraft performance or for any type operation. Refer to Section 5, Limitations, for takeoff and landing weights. Cockpit arrangement. The cockpits are in a step tandem arrangement with the rear pilot sitting in a raised cockpit for improved visibility over the front cockpit. Solo flight is conducted from the front cockpit only. Both cockpits feature nearly identical instrument panels, with all flight instruments and controls in the same locations in both cockpits. Both cockpits have side console panels which contain additional controls, circuit breakers, and switches. Environmental system controls and all primary avionics and systems circuit breakers for both cockpits are located in the left and right side consoles in the front cockpit. The rear cockpit flight essential switches and circuit breakers are located in the left and right side consoles in the rear cockpit. Both cockpits have footman loops installed on the glare shields which provide tie-down points to secure the storage and saddlebags. Note: forward visibility may be impaired by the storage or saddlebags when secured to footman loops on the glare shield. Engine. The PT-6A-68 is a free-turbine turboprop engine flat-rated to produce 1,100 shaft horsepower as installed in the aircraft. The engine is a reverse-flow design with two independent sections, the gas generator section and the power turbine section. The gas generator section, or the aft half of the engine, consists of the four-stage axial flow compressor, single-stage centrifugal flow compressor, combustion chamber, and single-stage compressor turbine. The power section, the forward half of the engine, consists of the two-stage axial flow power turbine, exhaust case, and reduction gearbox. Inlet air travels rearward through the intake duct and inertial separator before entering the engine inlet through an annular plenum chamber formed by the compressor inlet case. The compressor uses a four-stage axial compressor and one centrifugal impeller to compress the air. The air moves forward from the compressor through diffuser tubes, where air velocity is converted into static pressure. The diffused air passes through straightening vanes prior to reaching the annulus surrounding the combustion chamber. The air is mixed with fuel and ignited inside the combustion chamber. The resultant expanding gases drive the single-stage gas generator turbine, which shares a common shaft to drive the compressor impellers. The gases then impinge on the two-stage power turbine, which drives the reduction gearbox. Exhaust gas flows out sideways, then is ejected rearward through the exhaust stacks, augmenting thrust produced by the propeller. Oil system. The oil system has a capacity of 18.5 U.S. quarts and provides a constant supply of filtered oil to the engine bearings, reduction gears, accessory drives, and propeller throughout normal and aerobatic flight maneuvers. Components include pressure, scavenge, cooling, and breather systems. Caution. Oil level must be serviced within 30 minutes of engine shutdown. For most accurate results, check oil level 15 to 20 minutes after shutdown. Normal oil level is between the indications labeled add and max hot. If oil level is at or below add, service the oil level to max hot. If engine oil level is not serviced properly, engine damage is possible. The sight glass is not to be used for checking oil level, only the dipstick is to be used for correct indication of oil level in the tank. The pressure system incorporates two oil pickup elements. One element, normally submerged in oil, picks up oil near the center of the tank, and a second element picks up oil near the top of the tank to prevent loss of oil pressure during inverted flight. The scavenging system incorporates two dual-element gear-type pumps. The pumps, one located inside, and one outside the accessory gearbox, return scavenged oil from the bearings and gearbox. Cooling is accomplished by routing scavenged oil through an oil cooler located in the lower aft cowl assembly before returning to the oil tank. The oil tank, integrally cast with the compressor air inlet, is vented into the accessory gearbox by a four-point breather system that includes a breather valve and centrifugal breather. The engine oil pressure indicator may display oil pressures up to 4 psi with the engine shut down due to the design of the oil pressure transmitter. The oil is filtered by the main oil filter and then by several oil strainers. If the main oil filter becomes clogged, a filter bypass valve allows unfiltered oil to continue to lubricate the engine. Oil pressure and temperature are sensed by transducers downstream of the main oil pump and the signal is sent to the engine data manager EDM. The EDM passes the oil pressure data to a signal conditioning unit computer that contains the logic to illuminate the warning annunciators on the central warning system, CWS, panel under the following conditions. The signal conditioning unit will activate the red oil pressure annunciator if oil pressure drops to 40 psi or below when above idle power, or when oil pressure drops to 15 psi or below at idle power. Additionally, the signal conditioning unit will illuminate the amber oil pressure annunciator whenever sensed oil pressure is between 15 and 40 psi at idle power, and if the oil pressure drops to between 40 and 90 psi, for 10 seconds, above idle power. If oil pressure is 15 psi or below at idle power, the amber oil pressure annunciator will extinguish and the red oil pressure annunciator will remain illuminated. If oil pressure remains between 15 and 40 psi at idle power for 5 seconds or more, both amber and red oil pressure annunciators will illuminate. Note: due to the sensitivity of the signal conditioning unit, a single, momentary illumination of the amber oil pressure annunciator while maneuvering is possible but may not indicate a malfunction. The signal conditioning unit contains logic to prevent nuisance amber annunciator illumination from normal oil pressure buildup during engine ground start. Illumination of both red and amber oil pressure annunciators while the oil pressure gauge indicates normal pressure indicates a signal conditioning unit failure. Power for the oil pressure transducer is provided through a circuit breaker located on the battery bus circuit breaker panel in the front cockpit. Without power, the display will indicate zero. Reduction gearbox. The reduction gearbox is a two-stage planetary reduction drive to reduce the power turbine output shaft speed of over 30,000 RPM to the propeller operating speed of 2,000 RPM. The reduction gearbox is mounted on the front of the engine and driven by the hot gases impinging on the two-stage power turbine. There is no mechanical connection to the gas generator section. A chip detector is mounted in the reduction gearbox to detect ferrous material in the oil. If the chip detector is activated, a signal is transmitted to the red chip annunciator, indicating oil contamination. The propeller interface unit, PIU, torque probe, and permanent magnet alternator, PMA, are mounted on top of the reduction gearbox, and the air conditioning compressor is mounted on the right side of the reduction gearbox and is belt driven by the propeller assembly. Engine power output is measured by the torque produced by the reduction gearbox. Propeller. The power turbine drives the aluminum 97-inch, four-bladed, constant speed, variable pitch, non-reversing, feathering propeller through the reduction gearbox. The propeller system is designed to maintain a constant speed of 2000 RPM, which is 100% NP, during most flight conditions. The engine power management unit and the propeller interface unit automatically control the propeller blade angle, pitch, and propeller speed, NP. Because the engine is flat rated, 100% torque is available from sea level to approximately 12,000 to 16,000 feet mean sea level on a standard day. At 100% indicated torque, the engine is producing approximately 2,900 foot-pounds of torque at the prop shaft. This equates to approximately 2,750 pounds of thrust at sea level, zero airspeed. Propeller pitch may be defined by three basic conditions: feathered, low pitch, flat or fine, and high pitch, coarse. Each pitch condition is the measure of the angle between the plane of rotation of the propeller and the chord line of the blade. When feathered, the propeller blades are aligned nearly straight into the wind. When in low pitch, the propeller blade angle is approximately 15 degrees from the reference plane. The propeller blades will be at low pitch at low speeds and low throttle settings. High pitch is variable between feather and low pitch to maintain NP at a constant 2000 RPM for the given condition. Normally, propeller governing is automatically set by the PMU and propeller interface unit. The PMU controls the propeller RPM by varying the propeller blade angle with oil pressure through the propeller interface unit. The propeller interface unit increases the pressure of the oil that is transferred from the propeller interface unit through a tube and stationary transfer sleeve into the hollow rotating propeller shaft. Pressurized engine oil forces the piston forward to decrease pitch toward fine. When oil pressure against the piston is reduced, the blades turn toward coarse pitch. With a PMU functioning, the mechanical overspeed governor modulates oil pressure to the propeller pitch change piston to limit NP below 106%, while the electronic governor will maintain NP at 100%. This arrangement keeps the mechanical governor in an underspeed condition with the PMU functioning. If PMU function is lost or deactivated, the mechanical flyweight overspeed governor modulates oil pressure to the propeller pitch change piston to maintain NP at or below 100 plus or minus 2%. Manual governing is accomplished by centrifugal force moving the counterweights outward, causing oil pressure to dump. With the decreased oil pressure, the feathering spring will drive the blade toward coarse pitch to keep NP within limits. NP may peak above 100% during power changes and then return to the govern range. In the event of an engine failure with the power control lever out of the cutoff position, the propeller will slowly begin to move toward feather due to the loss of oil pressure, but may not fully feather. There are two methods to feather the propeller. If the engine is shut down with the PCL and the PMU is in norm, the PMU sends a signal to the prop servo valve to drain propeller oil pressure. Placing the PCL to cutoff also activates micro switches that power the feather dump solenoid valve, which also dumps oil pressure from the propeller. The feather dump solenoid valve receives power through the propsys circuit breaker located on the battery bus circuit breaker panel in the front cockpit. Both of these systems dump oil pressure from the propeller, allowing the propeller counterweights and feathering spring to rapidly feather the propeller. Either of these systems will provide full propeller feathering. If the PMU is off, it will not send a signal to the prop servo valve. If the propsys circuit breaker is pulled, the prop feather dump solenoid will not be powered. If the PCL is placed in cutoff with a PMU in off and the propsys circuit breaker pulled, the propeller will not rapidly feather and may not fully feather until after landing. If the rate of change of propeller RPM, due to, for example, a rapid feathering of the propeller, exceeds the PMU sensor validity check limit, the PMU will assume a sensor failure has occurred. It will switch the PMU to manual mode, and dashes will be displayed for the RPM and torque values. If the dashes were caused by a propeller RPM rate limit exceedance, cycling the PMU switch will restore the displays. If the dashes are the result of a faulty sensor and not a rate exceedance, cycling the PMU switch will have no effect and the dashes will remain. Start and ignition system. The starter switch, located in both cockpits, has three positions. 1. Auto reset. 2. Norm, and 3. Manual. To select manual, the starter switch must be lifted over a detent to the manual position. Selecting manual will engage the starter until the switch is manually moved back to the norm position. From the norm position, auto reset may be selected by moving the switch forward. The switch is spring-loaded to return to the norm position. Momentarily placing the starter switch in the auto reset position automatically engages the starter and energizes the ignition system. Power for the start control is provided through a circuit breaker, placarded start, located on the battery bus circuit breaker panel in the front cockpit. The ignition switch, located in both cockpits, has two positions, norm and on. During an auto start or normal operation with the ignition switch set to norm, the PMU will energize and de-energize the igniters as required. When the ignition switch is set to on or when the igniters are activated for an auto start, a green, IGN, SEL, annunciator is illuminated. Power for the ignition system is provided through a circuit breaker, placarded IGN, located on the battery bus circuit breaker panel in the front cockpit. Note: if the ignition on annunciator remains continuously illuminated, notify maintenance personnel after the mission. Power control lever, PCL. Engine power is controlled by the PCL mounted in the left console of each cockpit. The PCLs are interconnected with a push-pull rod, so movement of one PCL moves the other. A flexible cable connects the front PCL to the fuel management unit. P PCL friction adjustment is provided in the front cockpit only. The PCL incorporates a cutoff gate to prevent inadvertent engine shutdown. When the PCL is moved forward to idle during engine start, two roller bearings lock in place on the front side of a rocker cam to tend to secure the gate. Each roller bearing makes an audible click as it locks in place. Raising the PCL cutoff finger lift or pushing the finger lift guard down and then raising the PCL cutoff finger lift moves the rocker cam out of the way and allows the PCL to move to the cutoff position. The PCL in each cockpit contains switches for activating the speed brake, rudder trim, UHF and VHF communications, and intercommunications system. Warning. Mishaps have occurred due to inadvertent lifting of PCL idle cutoff gate during flight. Caution. During ground operation and after the engine is started, if the PCL is inadvertently moved to cutoff and the engine is shutting down, do not attempt to relight the engine by moving the PCL to idle or severe damage could occur to the engine. Engine Data Manager. The Engine Data Manager, or EDM, monitors engine operating parameters and illuminates the appropriate annunciator when necessary. Non-engine related functions performed by the EDM include fuel balancing, fuel quantity indication, and determination and display of DC volts, DC amps, hydraulic pressure, cockpit pressure altitude, and cockpit differential pressure. The EDM transmits engine data outputs using EDM, A, and EDM, B, channels. If one output is bad, or if either data bus channel fails, the affected electronic instrument display will display EDM, A, or EDM, B, fail in amber text, respectively, when on the ground. If the EDM fails, the affected electronic instrument displays will display EDM fail in red text. Redundant power is provided through circuit breakers, placarded EDM, located on the battery bus and generator bus circuit breaker panels in the front cockpit. Engine and auxiliary instruments. Three electronic instrument displays in each cockpit display engine and auxiliary instrument information. Each cockpit features a primary engine data display, an alternate engine data display, and an engine and systems display. The primary engine data display presents torque, propeller RPM, NP, indicated outside air temperature, IOAT, gas generator speed, N1, and ITT. All of the above signals are processed by the PMU and transmitted over a high-speed data bus for display in each cockpit. Refer to Appendix A for factors to determine true outside air temperature from indicated outside air temperature. Power for the primary engine data display is provided through a circuit breaker located on the generator bus circuit breaker panel in each cockpit. The alternate engine data display presents alternate torque, alternate N1, cockpit pressure altitude, cockpit differential pressure, fuel flow, fuel quantity in the respective wing, and raw ITT. Except for torque, none of the above signals are processed by the PMU, but feed directly to the EDM for display on the electronic instrument displays. Torque is first determined by the PMU, and sent to the EDM for display. Raw ITT may be used without corrections. Power for the alternate engine data display is provided through a circuit breaker located on the battery bus circuit breaker panel in each cockpit. The engine and systems display presents oil temperature and oil pressure, DC volts and DC amps, hydraulic pressure, and traffic alerts. Power for the engine and systems display is provided through a circuit breaker located on the generator bus circuit breaker panel in each cockpit. Note: when faults are accommodated, EDM fail is displayed in the lower portion of the screen on the affected display only. The EDM fail message indicates that the electronic instrument display with the message is not receiving all of the required data in the proper format. With EDM fail displayed in the bottom of the display, only those parameters replaced by amber dashes and, or, missing pointers are invalid. If a lower screen EDM fail, EDM, A, fail, or EDM, B, fail message remains, the displayed data is functional and may be used normally. Only those parameters replaced by amber dashes and or missing pointers are invalid. Power Management Unit, PMU, Operation. A dedicated permanent magnet alternator, PMA, mounted on the reduction gearbox, powers the PMU. The permanent magnet alternator supplies 32 volts, AC, which the PMU converts to DC. The PMU automatically switches to the 28 volts DC battery bus when propeller RPM drops below 40 to 50% NP, or when the permanent magnet alternator fails. The PMU operates in either flight or ground mode. The aircraft weight on wheel switches on the main gear struts control these modes. In ground mode, idle is 60 to 61% N1, and in flight mode, idle is 67% N1 minimum. Above 10,000 feet pressure altitude, the PMU raises N1 to maintain NP above 80% to avoid the stress on the propeller during spins. Note: with a tripped landing gear control circuit breaker, the PMU will not switch to ground mode and N1 will remain at flight idle 67% minimum. Power setting is linear with PCL positioned throughout the operating envelope of the aircraft. For example, if the max power available at a given condition is 1,000 shaft horsepower, the engine will schedule 1,000 shaft horsepower at max PCL, and 500 shaft horsepower at 50% of the way between max and idle. The PMU controls acceleration and deceleration, allowing PCL movement as rapidly as desired at any altitude, minimizes propeller effects, and avoids large thrust surges on engine acceleration as the propeller stabilizes at operating RPM. The PMU provides an auto-start capability during ground starts, monitoring engine parameters as the start progresses. The auto-start feature will automatically terminate the ground start sequence if light-off has not occurred within 10 seconds of selecting auto-reset with the starter switch, no start, or if the PMU projects an impending hung or hot start. The PMU will abort an auto-start attempt to avoid a hung or hot start if ITT exceeds 940 Celsius for 2 seconds, 870 Celsius for 4 seconds, or 840 Celsius for 19 seconds. An auto-abort will also occur if N1 acceleration rate to idle is less than 50% of normal. The engine start sequencing is available for air starts, but the automatic shutdown feature is disabled when in flight mode. Note: during ground starts, certain factors such as a weak battery, high outside air temperature, high pre-start ITT, high density altitude, or a tailwind may cause the PMU to abort a battery start attempt. While these factors are not directly monitored by the PMU, they may cause a rate of rise in N1 and/or ITT that are indicative of an impending hung or hot start. Refer to Section 3 for abort start procedure. For engine starts, the PMU receives inputs from the aircraft sensor located in the engine inlet plenum. During high temperature operations, radiant heat from the engine may heat soak the IOAT sensor, raising IOAT beyond ambient temperatures. When this occurs, an IOAT is greater than 96 degrees Celsius but less than 121 degrees, the PMU will default to 121 degrees for all PMU functions, including IOAT display. If IOAT does not exceed 96 degrees, the PMU will use the displayed value. If the PMU is activated with IOAT at, or above, 96 degrees, IOAT and ITT data will be invalid, amber dashes in counter display and missing ITT pointer, and EDM fail will be displayed in the bottom of the primary engine data display. If IOAT exceeds 121 degrees, the PMU will go offline. This condition is indicated by amber dashes in the IOAT and ITT counters, removal of the ITT pointer on the primary engine data display, and by illumination of the PMU fail annunciator. The PMU will not reset until IOAT drops below 121. Once the PMU is reset, PMU switch cycled from norm to off and back to norm, IOAT and ITT will return to normal, and the EDM fail message should be removed. The EDM is functioning normally if the EDM fail message was present, but does not appear after the PMU is successfully reset. Auto start operations. To begin an automatic start, advance PCL to auto start position until the green start ready annunciator illuminates. Following the illumination of the start ready annunciator, it will remain illuminated for 3 seconds, even if the PCL is moved out of the auto start position. To prevent initiation of an engine start without auto start protection, ensure the start ready annunciator remains illuminated for more than 3 seconds prior to selecting auto reset with starter switch. Momentarily selecting the starter switch to auto reset while the start ready annunciator remains illuminated initiates the fully automatic start sequence. The PMU activates the starter, boost pump, and igniters, and adds fuel at the proper N1 speed. At approximately 50% N1, the starter and igniters are de-energized and the boost pump is deactivated if fuel pressure is above 10 psi. The engine continues to accelerate to idle speed. The propeller automatically unfeathers during the start as engine oil pressure rises. The PCL may be advanced to idle any time N1 is at or above 60%. During a normal start, the PMU continuously monitors N1, ITT, and fuel flow. While the start-ready annunciator is illuminated, the PMU can automatically stop fuel flow and deactivate the igniters and starter at any time to abort the start if necessary to avoid a hung or hot start, or if any engine start parameter is exceeded. If the start-ready annunciator extinguishes for any reason during the start sequence, the PMU will no longer provide this automatic protection. Anytime this occurs, including after the PCL has been advanced past the auto start position, the PMU will not cut off fuel to terminate a start. The start must be manually aborted either by moving the PCL back to off, or if the PCL has not been moved past the idle gate, by reselecting the starter switch to auto reset. Either action resets the PMU and aborts the auto start. If the PCL has been moved past the idle gate, the PCL must be moved to off to abort the start. If a start attempt is automatically or manually aborted, perform abort start procedure in Section 3. The PMU also provides air start capability, but does not provide engine protection. During an air start, automatic N1, ITT, and torque limit protection is unavailable, therefore, the pilot must monitor all parameters and abort the start manually if necessary. PMU inoperative, manual mode. The PMU is continually self-monitoring and will identify and accommodate many faults. If faults prevent the PMU from setting the requested power or respecting engine limits, or the pilot switches the PMU off, the system will revert to the manual mode. Elimination of both the PMU fail and PMU status annunciators indicates the system is in manual mode. A step change in engine power may occur, but the transition is smooth and easily controllable. This step change will normally be to a lower power condition, except at low altitude cold conditions when a power increase can occur. The maximum increase in power is 280 shaft horsepower, and the maximum decrease in power is 550 shaft horsepower. No step change in NP will occur since the overspeed governor is automatically reset to 100%. In manual mode, the PCL schedules fuel directly to the engine through the fuel management unit and the pilot must exercise care to ensure N1, temperature, and torque limits are not exceeded. Engine acceleration and deceleration characteristics are essentially unchanged with the PMU off, however, care must be exercised to avoid exceeding engine limits. Since the propeller is operating on the overspeed governor, a torque surge can be expected any time the propeller is accelerated to governing speed from a low power setting, such as a takeoff roll or a go-around. The PMU status light will illuminate 1 minute after landing if fault conditions that are not serious enough to revert the system to manual are encountered in flight. PMU status light illumination in flight indicates a fault in either of, or a mismatch between the weight on wheel switches, and serves to notify the pilot that the PMU will not revert to ground mode upon landing. This means that idle N1 will not shift from flight idle to ground idle upon landing, and landing distance may be slightly longer than normal. Caution. Starts are not recommended with the PMU in the manual mode. However, if a start is performed with the PMU off, the pilot must exercise caution in performing the procedure to avoid a hot start. Refer to Section 3 for PMU off-ground start. Fire warning system. The aircraft is equipped with a fire warning system that includes dual sensor tubes and responder assemblies. The sensors, mounted around the exterior surface of the engine, signal the respective responder assembly when a high temperature is detected. The sensor tubes contain helium gas and a hydrogen-charged core material. The helium gas responds to the sensor's overall threshold temperature for temperature sensing. The hydrogen-charged core responds to highly localized heat caused by flames and escaping hot bleed air gases resulting in the release of hydrogen gas from the core, which increases the helium gas pressure. Sensor heating expands the helium gas, which in turn pressurizes a diaphragm inside the responder. If the diaphragm pressure reaches or exceeds the preset fire detection point, an electrical circuit triggers the red fire annunciator and sounds the master warning horn. A fire warning system test switch, labeled fire, is provided on the front cockpit left console test panel to verify the electrical continuity of the two fire warning systems. Momentarily selecting the placard at 1 or 2 position will check system integrity and lamp operation for the respective system. When the test switch is set to 1, the upper half of the annunciator will illuminate. When set to 2, the lower half of the annunciator will illuminate. Flattening, twisting, kinking or denting of the fire warning loop will not affect test or flight operation. Power for the number 1 fire warning system is provided through a circuit breaker, placarded fire 1, located on the battery bus circuit breaker panel in the front cockpit, and power for the number 2 system is provided through a circuit breaker, placarded fire 2, located on the generator bus circuit breaker panel in the front cockpit. Firewall shutoff handle. The firewall shutoff handle, located on the front left console panel, mechanically operates cables to close valves at the firewall, cutting off fuel and hydraulic fluid to the engine as well as cutting off bleed air from the engine. To activate the firewall shutoff valves, lift the handle guard and rotate it out of the way, then pull up on the handle. The valves may be reset by pushing the handle down.